The leg lamp is in the shot.
Nice.
Yes.
Unintentionally in the shot.
That was a gift for Christmas at an elephant, white elephant party.
Awesome. Yeah. Could have been worse.
Maybe.
Explain the white elephant thing to me. Get started, though, first.
This podcast is part of the No Phony Podcast Network, the home of independent awesomeness.
Sounds like me in college. Just kidding. Having me do push-ups when I
did that never happen. I've never been violated on my own podcast before. Welcome back, everybody. Saturdays with Chicken Duck, episode 149. I thought we were changing the camera setup. We're not.
No, I don't have time this week.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go on record and say that I don't like the way that we're currently shooting the show. But we'll change that. You're fine. You look great. This is the best that this show's looked in a long time. I'm not going to lie to you.
Okay.
With the exception maybe of Doomsday.
That was great.
He'd get pretty pissed at me, I think, if I told anybody else. So joining us this week is Jennifer Keller Madden.
Hello.
She's an old friend of
ours. Oh. Okay.
They're everywhere. Follow me around. Yeah, it's really weird.
It is.
He
kind of
watches
though.
It a couple times before he cuts the video and publishes it. Very, very bizarre. Jen's an old friend of all of ours and happens to be a longtime employee. Am I allowed to even talk about it or should we just not even talk about it?
Let's not even talk about it.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Well, she brought us some cool shit. We're going to eat it while we're talking here. So I don't even have to talk about it. That's great.
Yeah.
But Jen's here and she's got no filter like us, so this should be easy.
Yeah. Yes.
Ryan's joining us again.
Yes,
after
I am.
Slight sabbatical.
Yeah, I was...
Laying on the floor. Oh, we're going to get into that.
Okay.
There's a whole a list of questions. As part your Facebook posts are just.
I did see the wheelies. Wacky. I saw you like ripping wheelies on a Segway or something? Or a
hoverboard?
I don't even know how that's possible, but yeah. Okay.
Based on your Facebook, you spent most of the week writhing in pain on the floor.
I was sick.
Like legitimately sick.
Yeah. Yeah, I was sick.
Are you okay?
They said it was a virus. I thought it was food poisoning, but
coronavirus.
Like a norovirus. You know, they said.
To joke about.
I know Barbara wants.
There's eight of them. Eight people.
Eight.
Yeah.
That's all it took
that.
To ban the jewel pods.
Same thing. Yes, now you can't get mint flavored jewel pods.
So
we can't have nice things. No, there's eight people in the States as far as, I don't know.
Oh, eight people.
Here's
in the
thing.
States.
The flu kills people every year. I don't think it's any worse or different than the flu. It's just, you worried about it?
No.
Are you staying
Barbara
inside?
Wants
yeah, you fly a lot.
Every week.
Do you wear a mask?
No, Barbara wants me to start wearing one of those.
Shoot, up the game and wear like a full-on like
yes.
ventilated gas mask.
Well, yes. I thought about
traveling in a
hazmat suit.
Yeah.
You ever see those ones that like people wear for working out now? Those like breathing masks.
Oh,
yes.
When I was there was a short time when I was going to Planet Fitness.
And short
time. You wore one?
Yeah. Well, I still pay for it.
Doesn't count.
Oh, it counts. I pay my $20 a month fat tax. I call it for. I have a card and everything in case I ever want to get back into shape.
I thought it was $10.
It would be, but I have a black card.
What does that mean?
You can take a
guess.
It's just
an extra kick in the balls every time I think about it. It's an extra $10 a month because I could take a guest if I want.
Or tan.
I was very concerned about
you can
tanning.
Tan?
Oh, and use the massage chairs, I think, too, right?
Yeah, because that's definitely what I would want to do.
Probably all you would want to do.
Well, it would be fine if I could take the massage chair home with me, clean it, and then sit in it. But
take wipes.
Go with your own Clorox wipes.
Just baby wipes.
Yeah.
Just wipe the whole thing down with Carter's wipes.
Carter, Daddy needs these today.
I'm just going to go into the gym real quick. Hit the massage chair. I need some wipes. It's going to get expensive.
The only guy that goes to the gym with wipes and Lysol. Not even workout gear, just wipes and Lysol. Go in, wipe the chair down, sit there for 20 minutes and go home.
I feel like that needs to happen.
When you give a little, when you get up so they ring the bell.
Let's be honest, they're going to need to get a bigger massage chair. The one they have looks like me in sixth grade. It won't fit me.
The that passenger shaming site that Instagram.
Oh my gosh!
There's always like people preaching about how you should wipe down everything, like when you go in, like on the planes. People are always wiping down the planes and everything.
You don't wipe shit down.
There. Never.
No.
But I wash my hands.
But you
like,
keep all of your clothes on too. Yeah. Like you keep your shoes on.
Yeah.
And you don't like.
There's only that one time
it's
where
not
I took
like
my
you're
shirt
stretching
off.
Out. I saw a picture.
Shirt off.
I'm only kidding. I would never do that.
We hope.
I know.
We haven't read about it yet. I saw a picture of a guy who took a picture. I'm sorry. He took a picture of the seat in front of him, of the passenger in front of him, and it was the guy's hand. Did you see that?
Oh, no.
It was the guy. So, like, the top of the seat and the guy's hand, and he was on a 7-hour flight, and the guy held that pose for 4 hours.
Jesus.
So he was holding, like, you know how the camera, the screen is there? Like, the finger touched the top of the screen. You could see the guy's whole hand and forearm. And
awkward.
Like, so I got to look at this guy's arm for 4 hours.
There was one on this passenger shaming. There's one where it was a guy who had dreads in front of the passenger that was taking the pictures, and one of the dreads was in the guy's coffee. He's like, can I get a new coffee, please?
It's just a stir.
Or a scissors.
It's just a stir. You get a little, it's just... Get a little patchouli in there. It's no big deal.
That's so disgusting.
You would have had no problem with that 10, 15 years ago.
Yes, I would have. Yeah, that's disgusting.
Right. All right.
No matter which way you look at it.
I'd say I might go as far as to say your current girlfriend is the only one that hasn't had dreads out of any of your last five
that's
or
not six. True.
I'm going to do some research and we'll come back. We'll come back to this subject next week.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, I feel very confident in that. So while we're on that, why don't you ask your guest your question? You have a poll that you've been doing that you keep bringing up every week.
Uh-oh.
It's going to ruin our friendship one way or another. You might as well just start it today.
So, Who do you feel is a better actor, Chevy Chase or Bill Murray?
Comedic actor. Right. Not actor.
No, actor overall.
So that's different. I think Bill Murray is far better of an actor than Chevy Chase.
Get the fuck out of here.
Dude. Sorry.
Now I'm worried.
No, don't be.
Okay, I was going
to
say.
I want you to be honest.
I was going
to
say Chevy Chase.
Yes.
You know, it's like...
Even Jeff said...
You brought desserts. It's okay.
I gotta go Chevy Chase.
I'm allowed to disagree. I can't...
Bill Murray...
It's so...
Is in too many, like, movies that people have never fucking heard of.
I don't care.
Like, bullshit movies that suck.
Chevy Chase is, like, iconic, and, like, his slapstick comedy is just... I love it.
But it's
awesome.
I knew I invited you for a reason.
I'm sorry.
After Jeff laid out that list last night, I was like, all right. I have to relook at my thoughts about this whole thing.
But the picture that Johnny sent of Bill Murray, like, I have to give Bill Murray that. John sent from Kingpin, the movie where his hair's, like, off to the side where
Didn't
he's bowling.
I tell you.
You know, but I feel like today's...
for my morning coffee.
Call me bigger.
I kind of feel bad for saying Chevy Chase because today's Groundhog Day.
Right. And it should be on, like, right now.
And
we should be watching it.
Yeah, wow. So I kind of feel like she doesn't miss out on that, but okay.
The guests aren't supposed to know the time thing.
I know.
It'll fuck everybody's head up.
So do you want to tell us about what you brought for Ryan?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
What?
So I was cleaning off my desk and at work, by the way. And I have this nose and facial hair waxing kit. It's like a thing now.
I just want to bring up
people
that you
wax
are
their
not
nostrils.
In the makeup?
No,
or
not at
hair?
All. So it was kind of like my work husband. We're like a dynamic duo at work, and we do stupid shit all the time. And he was like, "Hey, did you hear about this thing where people are waxing their nostrils?"
God, that sounds
so. We started looking it up,
awful.
And it's fucking like, hilarious. The videos are hilarious. I don't think it's as
like
bad
this,
as you think it's going to be.
I sneeze for 5 minutes. Yeah,
I don't think it's as bad as you think it's going to
be.
It comes with special applicators.
See, here's the difference between you and I. You probably have a much higher threshold for pain than I do.
That's true.
I would like... Opening that box would frustrate me enough that I would probably give up sooner than actually applying wax to the inside rim of my nose while it was hot. Like, that would be enough for me to be like, okay, no, I don't want to put.
So we
hot
watched
wax on
all
my
of
face.
These videos, and it was like pretty hysterical. So I bought the kit.
It's good. This is getting very real.
Can we video you, Jim? You
oh no,
this?
She brought this for you.
Why was this for me?
I don't know, but I purposefully shaved today. If you haven't noticed.
Inside your nose?
Everywhere. Everywhere. I did a Brazilian.
Oh, my God.
What? That's what
I should have
called,
brought a full
right?
body waxing. Yes. Up here. That's a Brazilian. Right, that's everything.
Yep. That's what I thought.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God, that looks involved.
I know. It
what is.
Well, I didn't really
read. Your nose?
Yeah, but it's like the perfect length. It has a stopper on it.
It looks like you can do it. That's for multiple times, right?
I don't think you want to reuse them.
I would hope so.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, to save money, you could probably clean it off and use it again.
It's going to be terrible.
There's at least
19 of those little things in there.
Wait,
and it's one hair at a time.
Okay, wait, this is the best. Okay, one, wash your hands. I did that earlier. Cover the floor area while you will be conducting the waxing with old papers in case of spillage. I love that word, spillage.
This is an applicator?
Yes, it's an applicator.
Why does it have like a little shield that doesn't want to get
Because out? You no, you do it the other way. It's like a stopper, so it only goes up your nose so far.
What?
safety.
Oh, I've never been violated on my own podcast before.
You gotta be able
before.
To edit the video and zoom in at that. Just a bloop.
Do I have hair? Yes, I do. So I should.
So your nose hair cannot be longer than 2 to 3 millimeters.
I'm not doing it.
So how often do you measure your nose hair? Because that's I've never heard of anyone. Let me just check the meters on my how long.
They should
my
put
nose
a ruler on the other
where
side.
Where do you
of
measure
it?
From?
We'll have to get my
the
cousin.
Root. I'm assuming.
Well, where's the root?
it's in your nose.
You got it. You know, fold it. It's in there.
We'll have to get my cousin Zach back on with the, what was that, micrometer thing that he had? Measure your nose hair. Make sure it's long enough.
Well, I think we can measure them once they're out.
Then you know.
Yeah.
For sure.
If you got a foot rule next door, we'll just whip that out.
Do you have to melt that stuff down?
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm, it's wax. Yeah.
No, you crush it up, snort it.
Yeah.
Well.
No, yeah, yeah.
Get it.
It burns.
That'll be version 2.0.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so I put wax in a cup.
Is the plan to do this now to Ryan?
No. I mean, no, it's not.
Do we have a melt? I don't think we have a wax melter here.
We can do it after the show. We'll do it after the show.
Oh, what a waste.
I actually thought about doing that. I've seen this.
Oh,
done before.
If well, maybe we should do it now.
It's a thing.
If it Casey wants in ears, I'd be.
You want to try it
after the show?
Okay,
we should
okay.
do it
after the show.
Sure, yeah.
This should be on. This should be recorded.
Well, maybe we'll
think of the views, man.
Maybe we'll record it after
think
the show.
The
think
views.
Of the Patreon people that would sign up
I,
for that.
Hey, I would so much as share it and say something about it when I share it
on the line. He would do that.
He hates that I don't have any. I don't share anything about this podcast.
He shares
so I
it.
Started sharing.
We share the links.
Yeah, the links, but nobody knows
your
what it is.
Okay.
Like they don't.
I mean, I'm pretty sure we.
They
know
don't
it.
Say.
Everyone gets it.
You never say what it is.
Everyone gets it. It's on the line. So.
Oh my gosh! It comes with little mustaches to put here as a shield.
Again.
Doesn't now you want to do it. I know you do.
Yeah, what is that sticker mustache?
This is like I guess so. So I don't wax your mustache. Like when you apply the wax up your nose, it's like a shield.
I'm skeptical that this is the first time that you've played around with this kit.
I've done research.
You watch the videos.
Yes, I have, and they're hilarious.
Of grown men crying after that stuff is pulled off.
No,
of their
it name. Doesn't look. I mean, I'm not going to say that now because I want somebody to do it, but oh. it doesn't look like it hurts that much.
You specifically brought that for Ryan.
Well, I kind of did because I thought you'd be good. Not because I see your nose hairs or anything.
Not
when,
because you're a big
you're
baby
recording.
And you want to watch you cry or anything.
I just thought you'd be hilarious. But if Casey wants to do it.
I mean, I've thought about doing it in the past.
You really have?
Yeah, I've seen it done, and my nose hair gets...
I'm fairly certain I don't want to rip anything out of my body the day before I have the meeting that
actually,
I have tomorrow morning.
I know where
I'm going to pass on the big bright red circles under my nose today. What did you see?
On, did you ever watch Fox 29 in the morning with that Mike Jerick?
No.
No.
And Alex Holly, her name is?
No.
This Mike Jerick, he's really funny.
I bet you'd be funnier.
Did what?
Just saying. Yeah.
The wax thing. When it became like a thing, like a
so
year
I'm
ago.
I'm telling you,
so.
Like, is a
oh,
thing.
Oh, I didn't know it was a thing.
Yeah. It's a thing.
It's
actually
thing.
On the news.
Oh. I don't get the news. I don't watch the news.
I'm sure the viewership for this podcast is way higher than Fox 29. So we should definitely do it.
Easily. I mean, we could be counted in the dozens. I just want to see somebody black out in pain.
Well, it's not going to be
blacked
that bad.
Blacked out.
Oh. It's a very sensitive area.
You almost blacked out the other week from
laughing. Yeah, I was here. I was here. Danny thought we lost us.
That was good.
Yeah, it was great. Made for good good YouTube.
Good orb. It would have been good YouTube, except you made me cut your face out.
You did that. I wanted you to cut the whole thing out.
He wanted me to cut the whole segment out, but it wouldn't have flowed as well.
The part where I passed out. The only, I mean, I'd say 8% of our viewers are family members of mine. I just didn't really feel like hearing them call me and say, why did you pass out?
Well, if they didn't call you because there was an orb over your face, I'm pretty sure you don't have anything to worry about.
See, that's I'm
they're,
good.
They're not listening.
I'm good. They didn't get that far into the show.
Tell us about your sickness, Ryan.
Yes, tell me all about you laying on the floor and crying.
They closed your work down, you told me?
Yeah, they closed.
Because of your illness?
Well, no.
Isn't that important?
I think.
Right. Ryan's not here. We're closing.
No, I think over 30 people called out the next day. They were all sick with
what?
The same thing. Yeah, yeah. That's why originally I thought it was food. You know, well, I still think it was food, but
why did they have some kind of?
You guys all eat the exact same thing.
Yeah, well, drug reps bring lunch.
A lunch party.
You know, drug reps bring. Yeah, well, they bring lunch like all the time. So they brought lunch. You know, ate, went home. I didn't feel well throughout the rest of the day, and I only had salad and a meatball.
One meatball.
One meatball.
Yeah.
You could have.
But yeah, I didn't even have much. But and I didn't eat dinner then either because I didn't feel well. When I went to lay down to bed, was it? I go to the bathroom. You know, I was sick all night. Didn't go to work the next day. Called in. I was going to take the next day off, and my boss had it as well. Told me, oh, you know, over 30 people had called out. People were still in there and having symptoms and going home. The procedure center next to us. Center, I don't know if I can say that, but
you
whatever.
Just said it.
Yeah, I said it. I don't give a shit. So,
there you go.
There you go.
I'll
throw an orb.
Switch them. Throw an orb over.
Yeah. It works.
Orb. I'll fix it.
Yeah. So, well, they closed the center for, I think, two or three days. It's like a half day, and I think Jeez. They closed
well,
the next
like to
day.
To disinfect? And
yeah, they didn't want to do any procedures with yeah. everybody getting sick. Plus, so many people were calling out. That they were
somebody
probably
had,
understaffed.
Like, tuberculitis? Or what?
They said it was...
Tuberculosis? Tuberculosis?
Tuberculitis? Yes.
A million air hearts.
They said it was a norovirus.
Ah, yes.
That's what they said.
The old
so,
norovirus.
Yeah, that's...
Our son gets them.
Yeah.
From time to time, I believe.
Yeah, but it was just odd that.
That many people.
Yeah, that many people at the same time just boop. Got it. So.
Did you then, question all 30 people that called out?
I had a slight interview with them.
Did they all have meatballs or?
They did.
They did.
No, they did not.
They
didn't. No.
So we can.
Rule out the meatball.
Yeah, we can rule out the meatball. So it's probably not the food.
Salad?
So we just talked ourselves out of that then, huh?
Pretty much.
We started that conversation.
I mean,
I still feel like... conversation lasted less than 3 minutes, and you talked yourself out of the food being the culprit.
No, I...
And we didn't really say anything.
Really, I just said that to move past that because...
So you do think the food is...
Jen's right, though. It could have been the salad.
Salad.
People
salad.
Probably
Did
had
Jen bring the food? Is that why you're afraid of saying something?
I know.
I think
yes,
so.
Yes, I was the drug rep.
She's the one who prepared the food as well. She's multi-talented.
This is what you're selling people. That's what's wrong with our society.
There's probably a virus in that wax.
Yes, probably.
Yeah, SARS or something.
But more people probably had the salad than they had the meatball.
Right, but they said that some people didn't even eat the food.
Was there rice?
Sick, so there was no rice. There was pasta, salad.
Was everything
meatballs.
Served hot?
Here's the thing, right?
Ooh.
It's hot.
Yeah, the salad.
It's hot, but you know they bring it in those tin trays. They
the
put
eggs
those...
and the salad were the only thing that was hot. The mayo. That was it.
The lettuce was was steamed. It was pretty good.
Yeah, the bacon dressing.
Oh, hey, nothing's wrong with bacon dressing.
So good. Well, yeah, but the,
I like hot usually, bacon dressing.
I put mine usually... on pie.
What?
Somebody else
was you do.
What?
Not me. Not. I mean,
wait, but you just said me.
You said
I.
Yeah, you
the
did.
The only. Okay, let me back up. The only thing I've ever put it on, the only thing I've ever eaten it on, is pot pie, and the only reason I've done that. Is my in-laws do that, so I tried it out at Devin's house and liked it. So I every time she makes pot pie, she puts some on there. I have never had it on anything else.
You've never even had the hot bacon dressing salad?
On just lettuce?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what you
That's
do.
Like
you
the
don't put it on
Dutch
pot pie.
Way. I've never heard it on pot pie. It's like a lot of juices.
A lot of juice.
Yeah.
I'm just going to put some soup on my soup.
I know.
I always wondered, why are we doing this? But it tastes really good.
I bet it does. I believe you, but it never made sense.
So you're saying it's called bacon dressing
because it goes on a salad
dressing. Salad.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to have salads after this. Sign me up.
Specific
salad guy.
Specifically go... Buy lettuce and
hot bacon dressing.
Oh, yeah. You don't buy it hot.
What's the good Thousand Island dressing that's made around here?
In the jar.
Yeah, they always had at Johnny and Hans.
When I made the Reubens.
Yeah. It's not Boyertown, right?
It might be something like that, right? I don't know.
I can picture the jar of Russian.
I think it was Russian dressing.
Was it?
I think so.
I can picture it in my mind. That was very good.
Why don't you draw a picture of it? Scan it with your phone and Google that. Reverse image it.
Well, I'm not that good of an artist. So
just close one eye.
I'm not that good of an artist.
Call Dario.
I think you should like paint it on canvas and it can hang out over here right aside of the lamp.
Don't make fun of my lamp.
I'm not making fun of it. I was just...
Justin took at least an hour while he was drinking wine to make that.
Someone you know drew that.
Let's discuss white elephants.
Yeah, yeah, because I don't know what
that is.
Oh,
that's right,
How were you worried that we weren't going to have enough to talk about this week? How have you gotten to 38 years old and not...
30, almost 40.
Almost. Okay, well, the first year I'll give you credit for not knowing what a white elephant party is, but the last 38 years you should have known. So, back to what I was saying. A white elephant party...
You don't know?
No, I said unbelievable. You don't know.
You see, here's the problem.
Let's have Ryan explain it.
Well, I would like to hear Jim's explanation to see if I'm right.
Same thing.
Yeah, I just want to see. No. I don't want to tell you the wrong thing.
I understand why you wouldn't know what a white elephant.
Why?
You're not much of a
giver,
social party kind of. I like people kind of guy.
Wow.
You're like, give me a room full of people. Dancing and spinning, listening to
and I'll go stand in the corner.
Hippie nonsense. Smoked hazy buses with free marijuana.
Coffee.
Yeah, but I don't want to talk to anybody, so that's you.
Yep.
Right. A white elephant party is when people have friends.
I guess I'm never invited to one of these.
So those friends
see, this is why Ryan and I don't know.
So friends come over, right? And everybody brings a gift. Under, say, $15, $20. Keeps it cheap. Or something that you have that you want to get rid of, kind of as a joke. So you give a gift, and then the next person can either take that gift or pick their own gift. There's a bunch of different rules. Long story short, like a true white elephant is like bring something that you want to get rid of, like a joke gift, something like that. That's what this was. Like last year we did socks. Everybody bought a pair of funny socks. Mm. This year,
and they're wrapped. So like when you pick one, right, you don't know what it is. Okay.
Sounds like a fucking riot.
The one year, the one year Jimmy Maluzzi was here. And left with the, I'd say, 75-pound concrete box that was left here by the former owners of this house that sat in the back of my... We wrapped that up.
I mean, that kind of sounds like winning.
Well, his five-year-old daughter made him take it home and, like, loved it. So this year he finally threw it away, but he threw it away.
Broke. Oh.
Again, it was a 75-pound concrete box.
Huh. How do you break one?
That sounds pretty amazing.
Moving it.
Yeah.
I guess me, you, and John.
It was amazing. What?
White elephant party?
Yeah. Yeah, you could do that.
That would be a good podcast segment.
I mean, I
could
invite you to mine.
Maybe just bring some random shit and open it up on the show.
You could what?
Invite you to ours.
Yeah, you could, but you never have.
Well, you don't like anybody that's there.
You're right.
Nor
because there's people.
Right. Yeah. They're like, that's what I mean. They all... You know, they're all just people. They're not wrestling caricatures or anything like that.
They're no Evel Knievel.
No.
Maybe we could do one at the museum.
Let's talk about the museum.
The Evel Knievel Museum.
Oh, your
museum. In Topeka. Yeah, let's talk about the Reading Public Museum. I saw you took your child there.
My child was there, yes. Yeah, it was nice. They have like mazes there, a bunch of other kids running around.
Oh yeah,
it was nice.
Mazes,
maze, like corn.
Like corn.
Oh. That's what I was thinking.
No, like mazes, like finger mazes and real mazes.
Like they actually have corn mazes.
No, there's no corn.
Yeah,
that would be a
out
maze
the back
maze.
Of the museum in the middle of Why I'm Missing. There's a big fucking cornfield.
It's not real. Maze. I mean, it's a real maze. It's faux maze. Maze.
Like outside The Shining.
That was a hedge maze.
Hedge maze. Do they have one of them?
No hedge maze there.
It
was on the second floor of the Reading Public Museum. So I'd imagine it'd be tough to get corn or a hedge grown up there in time for the mazes.
Did you see Danny?
I didn't. They really cleaned the place up.
Really?
Since the, I mean, that I don't know if you saw that there was all kinds of damage over there.
Like I did see that. What kind of assholes go and do that?
Delinquent shitheads.
Wasn't there a lot of damage after all those, like all the rain we had?
Yes.
And stuff, right?
Yeah, but this was, I mean,
this was vandalism.
Yeah,
vandalism.
Like last week or 2 weeks ago.
Oh, really?
Week, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't hear about that.
You're right. Yeah. 2 weeks ago.
What happened?
It was actually last week, but in chicken duck time, it was 2 weeks.
Oh, okay. That's
I'm
right.
I'm going to blow your mind.
I know. Time warp. Okay. Yes.
But they knocked statues over and then knocked benches into the river and broke a sculpture outside. Fucked up.
I know. It was fucked
up. Yeah.
The place looked great. I was there yesterday. We were there for a couple hours. It looked great, the inside and out. So.
Do they still have the mummy?
Oh, yeah.
Do
they? Every time, like now I walk by and jokingly say to Devin, like, this is my favorite part. She's like, yeah, Jim, you say it every time. As I'm staring at the bone pit, like the part that scoops his nose out. Have you ever seen that?
Yes.
I'm sure I did. I mean, I don't remember that part.
I haven't been there for so long.
Are you kidding me?
I haven't been to the museum, I'd say, since...
Oh, that's crazy, because it hasn't changed since whatever day you're going to say right now.
Like field trip in fourth grade?
Right, yeah. That's when I was probably there last.
Okay. The mummy is exactly the same.
That's like pretty much all I remember is there was a mummy.
I remember the mummy being there, but I don't remember specifics about it. You're saying there's a spoon with something? What?
Isn't it like a hook or something?
Yeah, it's a hook that they used to stick up the nose.
It's like
scoop the brain out.
Kind of like this. Like
that. Yeah, well, that's all they were doing.
No guard. Oh, yeah. It's exactly like that.
This is the cousin of that tool.
Yeah, it's exactly like that.
Yes. That's, I'm sure, what they were trying
to do. It's actually in a plastic bag like that and everything.
Right aside of wax pellets.
Instructions written on the back of the box.
In hieroglyphics.
So, no, Carter likes the animal room. They have, like, You all right, man? You come another round of the Corona coming for him?
Neuro. Good.
Why was he smelling the bear tracks?
We don't know. Did you see the photo of my son?
No.
Good tracker will know how long they've been by the scent or lack of.
He's also out there analyzing all the geese poop.
If that was the excuse, no, inside, there are fake bear prints. Like, okay. There's a little cub, like a fake cub on the one display.
Okay.
And there's little paw prints leading up to it. Well, Carter was down like next to them, and at one point was going, like, we're pretty sure he doesn't actually inhale when he sniffs. I'm sure he's exhaling. Like when you ask him to blow something out, he sucks in. So pretty sure it's the same. Everything's just reversed. But yeah, he
sounds like me in college. Just kidding.
My oh my. So he just crouches down and sniffs the paw prints.
Cute.
And then kept moving on his way. Like, okay, bud, whatever. But it was quite the picture.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And then the big bear scared the living hell out of him.
Really?
Well, it's like 10 feet tall.
Yeah, I saw the picture.
So, it is a little intimidating.
I guess I should go there. It's like right in our backyard.
It's
I need
10 bucks a person, and the kids are free.
Really?
So, it's a good way to kill an hour or two on a shitty Saturday. Mm-hmm. You know, that was what we were doing. There wasn't anything else really going on. Mm-hmm. So
we went to the planetarium when Andy was here
a
couple years ago. That was the last time I was on the museum grounds.
But you didn't go into the museum.
No.
Do they still do the laser light shows to like Floyd? I and I think that's...
Like Friday and Saturday nights, I think they
I remember.
It.
Really?
Yeah.
That.
I remember that they did that too.
Yeah. I mean, I remember parts of being there,
right?
But you know, like I know what happened
in and out of consciousness.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, that's how Casey and I spend most of our 20s.
I was trying to go through pictures last night because I have in my head, I distinctly remember pictures of when we went to your frat formal.
Oh yeah,
and I remember
we
like
at
my mom's which
house.
I don't know how that happened, how we got there. Like one minute we're like.
A
on
lot
a
of
school
us
bus
there too. It wasn't just me
and
you.
Yeah, like
it
Pat was Crater was there, which he wasn't at the frat form.
Didn't
also,
Abe
I don't
stay
know.
There. My roommate.
Yeah,
there?
And I had just have pictures. But I couldn't find them of you guys like scattered all over my
all
mom's
basement. Yeah,
and like Pat Crater has like my scarf on that was with my dress, and you're like chest is showing, and somebody's like snuggling with my dog Nico, and it was like it was really weird. I don't know who took the pictures because I was in them too, but.
Roughly.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that doesn't make you feel put you right where you want to be on a Sunday afternoon.
Oh my gosh. 20 years ago.
But yeah, I actually was thinking about that too when I found out you were on the show. I was trying to remember who all was in that room, the basement down there.
Yes.
Because I remember
the basement.
Exactly like that. Just
yeah.
Everybody was drunk and sprawled out across the floor.
Yeah.
It's like drinking all day.
Poor Denise. I don't. I know. It's like one minute we're on a school bus, like drinking out of trash cans, and the next minute we're in my mom's basement. Yeah. Like I don't know how that happened.
Yeah. Those are the only two things I remember from pretty much that entire event. Yeah. Was that at the Reading Inn?
You know, I was thinking. I think it was a River Edge.
The River Edge.
Silo. The River Edge.
You're right.
That.
I remember.
Piece of shit place.
Being there. Wow.
I know.
It was a crazy time to be alive.
I know.
Holy shit.
That was really 20 years ago.
And this was when you were in Albright.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. It would have been roughly 20 years ago.
Yeah.
AB's getting married. You remember him?
Yes,
right?
I do.
And Frank just
Northern Jersey.
Frank just won like a $3.5 million settlement against AMC Theaters in Philly.
What?
Yeah.
For what?
Some lady hit. He's a lawyer, so he. There was a lawsuit that he was the lawyer for, and he won.
Oh, it wasn't actually his like his settlement.
What happened at the movie theater?
He sued, right?
No, he was the sewer. I mean, he was. Oh, he was the lawyer suing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
But not the actual person.
But he didn't get all that money.
No, he was the fucking guy fighting, though. Yeah, yeah, I mean, yeah. Like, you know.
Wow, against AMC.
I think it was like a theater. I think it was one of their theaters. I don't think it was.
Like what happened?
Theater. I'd imagine. I think somebody got hurt and they didn't want to claim any responsibility, and he was,
like. They were watching the movie and laughing too hard.
I don't really know.
Passed out.
If that's the case.
I know, you're in the money.
We have them. Well, we have something to discuss.
Next week, a lawyer will be.
The movies.
A lawyer will be here next week.
Who?
So we can discuss it. Mike Boland.
Like a real lawyer?
Yeah. Why?
Real lawyer.
He's a friend of mine. He was my lawyer.
Your lawyer.
In the past, yeah.
Is he still a lawyer?
Yeah.
Is he really a lawyer?
Yes, he's a lawyer.
Only rich people and delinquents have like somebody they call my lawyer. There's no in between.
I have used him in the past.
I know.
Yeah, nobody's arguing with that at this table.
I've used him in the past, and if I got in any trouble in the future, he would be who I would use.
So when Chicken Duck gets our first...
No, like if you want to sue me about you passing out, putting an orb over, we can talk about
defamation.
It with
Mike.
Did
you get that? I thought you would have got all that.
No, yeah.
I'll just give them to the guy next week then.
You are served.
That's funny. My lawyer's going to be here next week too.
So the other week, I saw Jim Morgani in Dallas, Texas.
I saw that.
And he told us a story about when you guys went to the prom together.
Yes.
And his mom yelled something out of the doorway. Do you remember this?
When she told me to cover my shoulders?
No.
Oh, because she was like, she was really pissed about that, too.
That's so much better.
Something about Jim dancing too close.
I don't remember that. I don't remember
Jim
that.
Jim said that you had to change your makeup. You were laughing that hard.
I would believe that because I was probably stoned. But no, I will never forget that because he actually, he's going to kill me probably for telling this story.
No.
But.
He's in Texas.
We say way worse. So we call him up just to say the worst.
Actually, I will never forget this. So that night I danced to the thong song. I took my underwear off at the prom, and it was like, yeah, it was like a thing, and and I guess he was like feeling like maybe I was in the mood or something, so he asked if he could have sex with me, if he could lose his virginity to me just so he could get that one out of the way.
Oh, yeah.
We did not.
Doesn't shock.
I would say like something, but I'm like, pretty sure that I probably would have had that conversation with you at some point. 4 or 5 years prior to that, at some point, anyway. That's what when we were talking a couple weeks ago. I was like, "Oh fuck!" There's Jen Keller's the reason why I could never run for president. It just can't happen.
Me too just, movement.
There's too many things. There's just too many things to be like, no fucking way.
Yeah.
He did this shit to me in seventh grade. I threw a fucking quarter down your shirt. Remember that shit?
Yeah.
Of course you do. See,
making
that's
me
why I can never fucking run for president.
Having me do push-ups when I
did that never happened.
Yeah.
That was actually, Sean. That wasn't me.
No. That was like,
all right, I'm married
in the
and so are you.
Room of Fred's house.
So anyway, good thing my wife doesn't watch this show.
Oh,
fuck, I don't even know where to go from there.
Well, it's been a good episode.
It's been emotional.
Gosh, that seems like a lifetime ago.
It was. That was even longer than 20 years ago. I won't even bother saying that. That's ridiculous.
It is.
You know, keeping up with what's going on in the world can sometimes feel like it's more trouble than it's worth. The news can be scary and make you want to scream. Or there's just simply too much out there to keep up with. But that's why there's the Assorted Goods podcast. It's the amateur's guide to world events, where each episode we take a closer look at a collection of stories that slip through the cracks of the regular news cycle. So find Assorted Goods on whatever podcast app you use and join me in my attempts to learn a little more about the world, one story at a time.
So the other, I have a question for you guys. You all have children. Mm-hmm. The other day I was on the plane and it was, I don't forget where I was going or coming back from, but it was a woman and her small child behind me in the seat. And for like 2 hours, the kid just kept kicking my seat.
That's Dude, the worst.
You're on a plane. Turn around and throw something at the mom.
Well, after like, she was by herself and like I could see her coming onto the plane. Like she was struggling with everything.
Yes.
So like I let it go, but it was like a 4 hour long flight. So after the first 2 hours.
Weren't you in first class?
No, because they booked my flight like real late because it was after Jamaica. Coming home from Jamaica.
Get this shit together, man. It's not the mom's fault that she has a kid.
Yeah.
I mean, it is.
It is. But
like, maybe she had to be somewhere.
Well, I'm sure she did.
Even before I had kids, I always felt for those people because, like, here they are. They're trying to get somewhere. You don't know what they're traveling
right,
for.
Exactly.
Like, they might be trying to go to a family funeral and times are hard.
I don't even like
hard,
going to Crossroads Diner with my son, though. It's the same. I understand both sides of the coin. I get like... We were, you know, the only place that it was fine was at the Pike. We went to the Pike last week for my mother-in-law's birthday, and it was Carter, and the place was packed.
It's crazy in there.
Yeah.
It was great. Run.
It was great. Go ahead, man.
Yeah.
I was giving, you know, smoke a cigarette, fucking scream out loud. Nobody's going to fucking notice anything. So, I mean, that was great, but, like, we go to Crossroads Diner because she likes the, you know, whatever, early bird special with the salad bar, whatever. We get there, and, like, it's just old people, and you can hear a cricket. At the other end, like you can hear a pin drop, but I'm like, well, this isn't gonna.
But don't old people like kids?
That's our only saving grace.
Some.
Yeah, yeah. Some.
True.
Typically true. The ones that are at Crossroads at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, not that group. Depends. There's some. Sometimes they're with those people, and like those people are fun. Like, one week, we're sitting there, and like I always tell the waitress, first of all, table. I'm a habitual table sitter, so I don't.
We all know that.
Right. Well, it could change any moment. Now. Well, one of these days,
I might fit back
into a booth.
I'm over there playing.
That should be your goal.
It's one of my goals, surprisingly enough, to sit in normal seating. Yeah, that's a goal. I'd say that's a goal. So
I love you.
So where was I going?
Today, sir, I think we'll have a booth.
Me and my skinny wife will have a booth.
He's sitting in a booth.
So we're there, and there's an older couple, you know, and they're at the booth, and we're at a table, and everybody's minding their own business, and Carter likes to throw whatever. Oh, this is going on the floor. Whatever this happens to be, this goes on the floor over here.
Plates.
So after the third or fourth time of us picking whatever that is up, we both say, it stays there. It'll stay there until we're done with the meal.
Because he's just going to keep doing it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So the gentleman that was playing with my son, making cute faces next to me, didn't understand, didn't get that memo.
Oh. Yeah.
sir, I'll get. Sir, it's a. And then giving it back to him.
He was trying to be nice.
I get it. I didn't sound like I yelled at him. I just let it happen. But it was like, it was a half hour of me watching my son throw shit, watching an old man pick shit up, watching him give
that
it back.
That might
to
have
my
been
son.
The highlight of that old dude's
and
day.
Yeah, it could have been a fun game for him.
Yes.
That's what got me through it. That and the fact that I really enjoyed my meal.
How old was he?
I don't know. In his early 20s, maybe? Elderly gentleman.
All right.
80s, 90s, 100? I have no baseline, even.
So I never said anything to this lady. I turned around and gave her, like, I was like, come on.
The look.
You know? And she's like, I'm sorry.
And that wasn't enough for
you?
You
gave her a shitty enough look. That she had to give you a look back.
Okay, would you rather have that situation or dreads in your coffee sitting? Okay, put things in perspective.
Have the dreads.
Really?
Yeah.
Stir it right up.
Stir it up. Because then I could just not drink.
I like that.
That was good.
Very took you a quick. Second. Took you a second. Quick. I've been thinking about that for 47 minutes now since you said it.
No, I would rather have that because I could ask for a new drink. You know what I mean? Like, or not drink it. But for 2 hours, I had to deal with...
How do you explain to the gentleman that the last 4 inches of his hair is soaked with your coffee?
He has dreadlocks. I don't think he cares about how dirty his fucking hair is. He'll probably suck it out.
Easy.
What are we still talking about hair, the last 4 inches?
I think so.
Okay. I think.
What happened over here?
I dropped a cap. Oh. It's okay.
There's a guy over there that'll pick it up and put it back. So, let me check my notes. Wish.com.
Okay.
Does anybody else get Wish.com things on Facebook?
No.
I do.
Okay.
And mine are for like dildos.
Okay. I'm not even joking. So far, cocaine bullet, a furry thong.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. A sex chair, like a swing, a sex swing. And also dildos.
Yes.
On like a regular basis,
yes.
I'm getting ants for these.
But then I'll also get like a scarf.
I've never even heard of it.
Well, I mean, I get, you know, I get all of it except for the furry thongs. I've never said them out loud. I mean, everything else comes out of my vocabulary
no,
fairly
it's weird.
Frequently.
And like Groupon, like my Groupon emails that I get, it's almost like awkward and embarrassing. Like what do they think of me? Like two headers.
Are you regular?
Like, yeah, it's really bizarre.
Yeah. So
someone looking over your shoulder.
Well, sooner or later.
Mine came in last week.
I know.
Well, like one of the outfits is the thong, like unisuit that.
Oh yeah.
Like I just want to buy it because it says $2. Like, I'm gonna get it.
Have you ever bought anything off there though?
No.
Oh my god, the shit. So my one friend, he bought. It was like this really cool sweater, and it looked like it had skulls on it. So he bought it. We got it. It looked like a dead fucking Muppet.
Yeah.
It was like
I
Muppet
that.
Fur, and it was like Chinese sizes. So he got like a 2XL, and it was like this big.
Yeah.
It, they don't tell you that. Like, the shit
See,
is
that's
rancid
not a big
that
deal
you get from there.
If you're getting a cocaine bullet.
Really?
I mean, you just do smaller
like
amounts
you
of cocaine.
Want quality out of that. Manufactured with lead.
Whatever, I guess.
Well, this will be interesting to see because I've never gotten those. I've never even heard of that Wish.com, but my phone's sitting right there. And oh. I have the Google phone.
You hear me, motherfucker?
It's like,
So now we'll be able to tell. If
yes.
That's really true.
Okay, Google. Get me a cocaine bullet.
It heard you.
Break call. Oh,
no, I never heard of that.
Yeah. Crazy, like medical devices. Like, you could buy anything.
Anything.
Really?
Yes.
And it's all like $15.
And it's all coming from China.
I think.
I assume.
It takes forever. So. For it,
wow. Yeah.
It does. It takes like a month. Yeah.
I downloaded the Wish app because of those...
Cocaine bullets?
And the furry thongs.
Yeah. So.
No, but I mean, there were pictures of things that I was like, I would click. I must have done this 5 or 6 times because I wanted to click on it. Like, what the hell is that? You know, I was curious. And I had to download the app to find out what that thing was. Probably 6th or 7th time I finally downloaded the app because I was like, I need to know what the hell this shit is. I don't even.
But
I'm
it takes so long.
Because what have you ordered?
It things. It takes like 2 months. And by the time you actually get what you ordered,
yeah,
you like,
forgot
I don't even know
you
what
ordered
it was.
It.
Even
yeah,
when you buy
like,
shit on eBay from China, it takes like I was looking.
Yeah, they'll go through customs and everything. Right?
Yeah.
Like, oh,
imagine what
look,
those people say.
It'll be here in April. Like, I'll forget that I buy this.
I know.
By April. It's only $8, so I ordered a couple of them.
Furry thongs.
No,
yeah,
cocaine
but you know what? That Wish thing, it says it's only $1, but they get you on shipping.
Shipping, yes.
It's like, here, this item's only $1. Shipping will be $27.50.
Yeah.
It's like, coming
from free shipping. Anybody who thinks anything you order online when it says free shipping that you're not paying for it is an idiot.
Yeah, except for Amazon.
Yeah, totally.
Totally,
Amazon
except for
definitely
them.
Definitely on the up and up. Yeah,
I mean, I pay for Prime, but you know, I get movies with that too.
Yep.
So
yep.
Shipping's free.
That Bezos fucker.
What are you off to this week?
Pasco, Washington.
Ooh, another legal state, huh?
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Cool.
Yeah. I have to leave at 3 o'clock on Monday. And
3 in the morning. 3 in the morning.
Yeah. Because my flight's at 6. And then I have to fly to Dallas, I think, and then Pasco, which I've never been to. And then
all the way to Dallas and then up to Washington.
It's either Dallas or Denver. I'm not sure.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, it's like a total of 8 hours of flying, and then I have to go and do a job, full job.
That sucks.
Let's be honest. You don't have to do shit.
Yeah, no, actually, I do. I told you before. These
I told you before. We've talked about this.
These jobs.
Is everyone here?
We speak. They'll call me just to cry to me about these jobs. So.
And there's expected to be 50-mile-an-hour winds on Monday in Pasco. So
better buckle up.
Yeah.
Do you have to strap on? Do you have to
strap on?
No. He gets
Are you wearing your strap on?
The only for OSHA you're talking about. No, the only if you have a tool in your hand, the rules are different. Like I don't have to. I was actually told by one of the OSHA guys that because I was leaning against the wall. And the safety inspector told me I couldn't lean against the wall. And the OSHA guy's like, "You can go. You can fucking stand on that wall if you want." He's like, "You don't have any tools in your hand." He's like, "You're not."
Do you have to work in any weather? Like you said, 50-mile-an-hour wind.
Yeah,
so like, it's never.
Yeah, it was raining and snowing. Yeah.
Just like the post office, our buddy Casey.
Yep.
I didn't finish the job, but I did most of it.
Just like
in the rain.
Dude, I was just reading this. I don't know if you read about it. There's a guy. I forget where it was now. He was renting a storage unit and putting all of the mail that he couldn't deliver in time in that storage unit.
Why wouldn't he just deliver it the next day?
He didn't have time.
He didn't have time.
Dude, it was like years. Years. And he was
why not like throw it out? Like, why would you keep it? Is it like serial killers? Like, they keep a trophy? Like, these people did not get their bills.
The guy's fucked.
Paying for a storage unit.
Yeah. Yeah, he felt really bad about it.
Really?
Yeah.
Where do you get your news? Where'd you read that?
Reddit.
Reddit.
Yeah. Pretty much, yeah.
Hmm.
Where was that, though?
I'd have to look. I mean, I can't. I'll look.
I can't believe someone would pay for a storage unit to...
I think I saved
put mail
favorites.
That they didn't
you're
have
like if
time
I can't finish all of my work I'm not like
you
just
know, get
pay.
It the next day or,
yeah.
Or like you know work late
yeah
crazy idea.
It so says I'm done at 4 I'm done at 4
yeah
I gotta get out of here get over to the storage unit before it closes
storage unit closes at 5
oh my god.
I wonder if somebody, when they found it, like if somebody had to deliver it then. I mean, I'd be pissed off.
It was a federal investigation that opened up against him.
Jesus.
You might as well just throw it away then. Why keep
That's what I mean. Why keep the evidence? It was his treasure.
I deleted it after I read it.
I think it would be much harder to say, get me on video throwing your mail away, and then you got me.
Then the security
then
footage
it's
of
all
going
in this storage
in
unit that's attached to my name that I pay for.
Videos of me carrying fucking United States mail bags into the storage unit.
And not coming out with them. I just don't get it. I don't know where it goes.
Oh, man. What else you have for us, Ryan? Who you got for the big game last week?
I don't know. I just hope it's a good game.
I noticed that you didn't stop wearing your gear, huh?
No, why would I?
It's football Sunday, man.
Super Bowl Sunday.
I saw the Eagles.
Cool.
Is that your t-shirt of the day?
Cool, guys.
Cool. I don't have any Chiefs gear or 49ers
who
gear.
Who signed that?
Who does?
Should have wore your varsity jacket or something.
Hey,
I
can
go get it.
You could put it on.
I got my jersey in the next room.
I was a big 49ers fan.
Really?
Yeah.
Joe Montana played.
Then you were
I was a Chiefs fan when Joe Montana played there.
Yeah. Now you're an Eagles fan, I guess.
Seems like anytime anybody wins, you kind of like,
For some reason, when I was a kid, I liked Joe Montana because he went to Notre Dame.
Oh, now you like Joe Montana.
Yeah. Yeah. Criminal Minds.
Because Alton Clemente was in a scene with him once.
Oh, my God.
So that came up the other day in a
bar. Oh, no.
He's in the bathroom.
Who?
That was the line that Alton had.
Wasn't that a Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
No, that was it was whatever that show Joe Montaigne is in. Criminal Minds. Criminal Minds, yeah. Alty was like playing a cop, and Joe Montaigne was like, where's the guy? And he's like, Alty's like, he's in the bathroom. What came up at the bar the other day?
Alty, being an actor.
Who? Who brought it up?
Another customer at the bar.
Was he in other stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Tons
really?
Of stuff. Yeah.
Good for him.
You know Zach Robidas? You know?
No.
He was a central guy. He's in a bunch of stuff, too.
Wow.
Yeah.
So. I don't know him.
Until we get our big breakout, those are the two most famous people that you know.
She doesn't even know that.
Yeah,
guy.
I don't even. I know.
Oh, right,
I
right,
kind of
right.
know one of right. them, but.
So that's it. It's just us.
Biggest stars of Berks County.
Oh, I'm selling the house.
What?
Really?
Yeah, I'm moving. We got to find a bigger home.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Because you're not going to. What happened to building on?
I was going to, and then I think we might end up in her parents' house. So we'll see.
In her parents' house, so her parent. Why don't you guys just switch houses?
That's been brought up. I don't know. Maybe I'll have that discussion with her dad.
There you go.
He'll have his. He can call his lawyer.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Lawyer will be we'll here talk next about it. Week.
Yeah.
Bring Hap down.
Oh yeah, I'll bring his lawyer, my lawyer. Yeah. We'll have your lawyer, and then we'll just me and you can just go hang out in another room. Perfect.
How many bedrooms do you have here?
There's two upstairs, but there's no egress down here to say that I have anything down here.
Oh.
So I'd have to really only put like a door down here.
Yeah.
You could say I have four, you know, three, mm-hmm. whatever. But
we'll when see. You were talking about building on, you're talking about going out the side.
Yeah.
I was thinking if you did, you could go out further in the back.
Yeah, I was going to do a garage and a like a dining room and then a full room above that. So that would
or
be
you could add on to the. Go higher.
Like a skyscraper.
No, add another floor on top of your house. I've seen a lot of people do that around here, too.
There's not that much room up there.
What do you mean?
There's the if sky. You, the sky's the limit.
If you build up.
there's not that much room up there. What do you mean build up? I'd have to build
put
dormers.
A second floor on.
That's not how these houses work.
It isn't that
could.
How every house works? You could
yeah,
just like
could
build a
very
floor
easily work like that. You don't have. You could just cut the roof off.
Just cut it like a convertible.
Add a second floor and make it a flat roof.
Jan, come over, cut my roof off for me.
We've done it.
Oh, I bet. I bet.
You put a second.
Are you getting back with him on that?
You put a second
you
floor
say
on.
Me like you're on the same team. Now.
And then it's a flat. You make a flat roof.
Oh, a flat roof. I don't want a flat roof. I want a big shoebox sitting here on Whitner Road. I'll come by the old container house.
It's the only one on the street.
Yeah, it's
four.
Long and
can't
flat.
Miss it.
Or, hear me out, you could dig.
Well, yeah, that's what I want to do.
That sounds expensive.
Containers in the back.
That's good and cheap here in Muhlenberg Township.
Put one of those containers out in the back.
Mm-hmm.
Be a prepper. Doomsday.
Would
prepper.
You stay in Muhlenberg?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. How do you know that I can't just roll right out there? There's a hidden wall right behind you.
No, there's not.
Go to tunnels and be right out in the river. Hop in the boat and I'm out of here. It's always waiting for me. I'm like Bruce Wayne. Mm-hmm.
Just like
slightly thicker.
I think he can sit in booths.
I'd say it, but Kevin Smith already has a show called that.
What?
Fat Man.
Fat what?
Because you're not Batman.
Oh,
Fat Man.
Right, I got you.
How'd you do with your Fitbit this week with your steps?
Good. Very good. 4,000 a day and 7,000 yesterday, I think. So I'm going to up it 1,000 next week.
4,000 a day? That doesn't sound like much.
It's not. It's not at all.
But it's an improvement.
It's better than nothing, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not claiming to be walking a fucking marathon by any stretch.
It's better than seven.
Just by a bit.
Yeah. So, no, over 4,000 a day. And, like, honestly, I was just sitting on my ass doing nothing all day at work until.
Just going like this?
No.
Trying to get
no,
your steps?
No. No.
This is. I did see you invited me to something that I'm not going to participate in.
Why not?
Because I don't want you to know.
Step challenge. No. Come on, man.
Oh, step challenge. Then you're held accountable.
I don't need any inadvertent pressure from you.
It's not pressure. It's support. Pressure, yeah. He's trying to support you.
Yeah, I bought the fucking Fitbit for you.
Yeah, it's out of the warranty now. I mean.
How's the? Are you still not going to McDonald's?
Nope,
at all?
None.
No McJimmy's.
None.
Since the
nope.
Nothing.
Wow. I haven't been to a single fast food restaurant in a month.
Good.
Yeah.
So. I cannot say the same.
I hit really? Dunkin' almost every day.
I went to McDonald's every single morning I worked in Lancaster for years.
And I heard you got the sausage biscuit for $1.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or a parfait.
Parfait.
And then I went back at lunchtime and got a fucking burger.
Did you see the craziness about Chick-fil-A opening on Fifth Street?
Yeah.
I saw people waited.
Dave Staub got a free year.
Is that what it was for? You got
one meal a week for a year, I believe. Yeah. So you tell me if.
It's like, don't those people have jobs?
I'd rather just pay for one meal a week from Chick-fil-A.
So
than wait in a line.
At $10 a meal, you're still, what are we talking, $500?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Where is it on Fifth Street?
Right next to Mod Pizza.
Where's Mod Pizza?
Right next to the new doctor's office.
Across from Giant. Target. Across from Target.
The new Target.
Yeah, across from Five Below.
Have you had Mod Pizza yet?
No.
It's really good.
Again, no fast food.
Well, I
what about
really,
Panera?
I wouldn't like Panera.
Oh.
I wouldn't consider Mod Pizza
in the first place.
Well, they have things that aren't bread.
Yeah, like soup.
Salads?
Fucking salads are a joke, too. No. Lean meat, decent vegetables, walk.
Okay.
Smoke meth. This is how you lose
that
weight.
Helps, and, that, and all those cocaine
you
bullets
lose,
you have coming from Wish,
that's right.
You'll drop.
That's
fast.
Right.
Will
and
help you out.
Mm-hmm.
The incentive to get into my green leotard, that
the Borat
leotard, yeah. My furry thong. I think I'm really
that
coming
into
my own.
Oh my
god! No notes.
I had no notes except for the kid kicking my chair.
Really haunts you, really. I mean,
it doesn't haunt
you. Are on a plane every single week. How does this shit not, like, I
it's never happened
that
before.
Has to get tiring being
in over 3
that
years,
much travel
it? Probably
it's never happened in 3 years.
No,
really, consider yourself lucky then.
The person behind you has never sat behind you and kicked the chair behind you.
No,
I do it
just
when I'm on planes. I just like fucking kick the back of the chair in front of
I
me.
I want to roll behind you and do it right now. But I won't. Well, maybe you should try thinking about going first class.
It might help. It might.
Why weren't you in business?
Because I told you she booked the flight.
Who?
Like,
why does she still have a job?
She booked the flight. Ouch!
Like, they usually book 2 weeks out.
Do you use like? Do you have like a corporate travel agency that books for you?
Yeah. So.
Well, they can do better.
This week I have to fly United, so I have zero status.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
Do you usually fly American?
Yeah. Executive Platinum.
Damn.
They usually fly him.
You guys are big. Is that a dad joke?
No. He has a, connection with Mr. American. They talk on the phone with
him.
He called me one time.
Upper echelon VIP.
He called you one time? You actually got a phone call?
There's actually a Mr. American.
No, there's not.
Yeah, I got a phone call from the executive liaison one time to see how everything was going on my recent flight.
Wow, yeah. You must be big time.
Every week.
Damn.
Except for last week when they were kicking your fucking
and,
chair.
And next week or whatever it is when you...
Yeah, United. It sucks.
I hate flying. I don't have to even get into that.
I love it.
You do.
No, I don't.
You do.
Not really.
You do.
I like my job, but I don't like flying all the time.
You're like, shit's never on time.
Highly
and
medicated.
Stoned. Oh. Don't confuse.
The technical term.
Don't confuse. I don't think I have anything else, man.
No?
My son is saying shit and oh Christ. So that's fun. Yeah. Anything like
oh, shit. Or, Christ.
Well, you have to be impressed he's using it properly.
It is. That is impressive.
Pronunciation's impeccable. But yeah, we're trying to like say, oh, shoot. Like I'm trying to correct it. Oh, shoot. And he laughs at me and says, ah, shit.
We went through a phase with Scarlett when she was starting to say fox. But the X was coming out, like my, a CK.
My brother for years would say fuck for truck. And yeah. Ryan Gonzalez used to. What's that?
Yes, yes. I know.
Dad, shut up, Ryan.
I know.
We get it.
It's like they're at an age where it's kind of cute.
Right.
You know, and you don't want to laugh.
Until he takes it to school with him, and the poor lady that watches him is like this Bible-thumping Christian girl. And
his pencil drops, and oh, shit. Yeah,
five kids are now saying,
exactly. Exactly. I have her, if I'm like driving to work, and I have my... I'm like Bluetooth on and my boss will be talking to me and he drops some colorful language sometimes. I'm like, God damn it. Now I'm getting her out of the car in like a minute to go into school. I'm like, okay, Scarlett, everything you just heard Uncle Rick say. Yeah. He was talking about ducks, a lot of ducks. God.
Yeah, like, he picks anything up. It's so funny. He just picks it up and he's like, and he runs with it. Like he repeats it.
Mm-hmm. It is amazing. We're in like the kind of Frozen time warp right now where all she wants to do is watch Frozen.
Toy Story.
Oh, those are fun.
I've watched Toy Story, which is pretty awesome.
The new one?
Yeah, it's fucking good? Hysterical. Dude, the kid makes a fork, like a spork. He takes us the first day of school for this little girl, and the assignment is to make your own toy, pretty much. All the kids, you know, they leave her by herself, and she feels excluded. She goes to the trash can because she doesn't have anything else. Oh, no. Woody's there with her, and he goes to the trash can and just throws a bunch of shit up on the table, and she ends up building her toy out of the shit that he throws up on the table.
And nobody sees this toy walking
which
out.
Is a...
Don't get me started.
This is a fucking Pixar
SpongeBob movie. Is such bullshit. Like he lives in the under the water.
Yeah, it's
like
a pineapple.
But, yeah,
it's a given
then,
that
like,
all of the characters in SpongeBob are hot.
And then he swells up. Like, dude, you live under the water all the fucking time.
I mean, that's a
like
that's SpongeBob.
It's kind
like
of
more of a hallucination.
I know that. I know, but
than a cartoon.
Okay, sorry, I digress. Go.
Yeah.
Sorry. Go ahead.
But I mean, toys can't talk. You get that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a movie. And it's an animated movie at that. Like, they're not even real people. So, Woody...
I'm never going to watch these shows the same again.
I know.
Woody throws a bunch of shit up on the table so that the little girl has something
during
to do.
Class.
Yep. Because all the other kids are now paying attention to... the tables that
their
they're
project.
At, and they have all
so
this,
they don't
the
see
materials.
Woody all this stuff for
Woody's
it.
Like, oh, she doesn't have any materials, and he throws a bunch of shit up on the table, and she's like, okay, cool, shit. So she builds, she builds her spork.
I feel like you should do the subtitles for I this movie. Like, oh, cool,
idea.
Shit.
So she, and it's so his first when Forky comes alive, his first instinct is to go back to the trash can. And it's about the funniest fucking 5 or 10 minutes of any cartoon that I mean, it's hysterical.
Guess you have to see it.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. We'll go watch it upstairs.
No, thanks.
Okay. We won't.
We can do what we're waxing your nose hairs.
We can compare it to some Chevy Chase lines.
Chevy Chase has been in several good animated movies.
So has Bill Murray.
Garfield.
Are you asking or telling me? Who's in that? Chevy Chase?
Bill Murray.
Oh, okay.
He was telling.
Oh, right. That's supposed to be bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's a terrible movie. It's a good thing Chevy Chase has never been in any terrible movies.
Nope.
Oh, come on.
Karate Dog is. It's the voice of the
I ball. Like how Jeff brought up Nothing But Trouble.
That's a good movie.
Says you and 4% on people on Rotten Tomatoes. Incidentally, one of those 4% people, my wife.
What about, is that the same as the Google ratings? Like the user ratings?
Like,
you
is
ever
it
look
the
at
same
that?
Thing? Probably
because it's
not
the same people. Like, I don't.
No, it's not, Case.
I don't go by what Rotten Tomato tells me.
Oh, you go by what Google tells you.
I go by what I think.
What?
Good for you. What
Jason Smith called you until, Kevin Smith called and told you.
No.
Right. Okay.
Rotten Tomatoes is bullshit.
Yes.
It really is.
But Google ratings.
Well, they're user ratings.
Oh.
So it's more what the people
think. So the
think.
User ratings on Rotten Tomatoes, no good.
There's no user ratings on Rotten Tomatoes, is there?
Sure there is.
Are there? Yeah. I don't go by that.
Because it's bullshit.
Yeah.
Right.
I go by what I think.
Oh. Even on Google.
Yes.
Oh, so the
he
whole
controls
thing
Google.
Do you ever review things?
No movies, no.
What do you review?
I give like star ratings.
To
I don't
what?
Actually write
to
anything.
What
like
do you
places I go?
It's very that's very helpful. I do it too. I Yelp.
Do you?
I don't Yelp. Mm-hmm.
Being in the food industry,
I'll do the Google ratings. For
I didn't know that Yelp was still really
especially as much as I travel.
Is it? Yelp's not really that big of a.
I use Yelp.
On
the road.
Yelp kind of blew up, imploded on itself because it got so big, and I think people started using negative.
I disagree.
A lot of people will comment negative.
You would know. That's
it's
why we're having
when
this.
When you go somewhere, you know, that you don't know, like yeah. in a city or whatever, and you can check out Yelp.
But as a company, we're forever, like, defending, not defending, not forever, but, like, we spend more time defending ourselves from.
Yes.
Shit reviews and bogus reviews
yes.
on Yelp.
That is
because
it
all it
is
takes
true.
Is some idiot
and one person.
And people that are pissed off are
right.
more likely
people
to talk
that are
and
employee shit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that shit
right.
is.
That's what I'm
and
saying.
And Glassdoor. Did you ever look at that shit?
No. Oh, that's the hiring one.
Yeah.
No. No. So I help us with Indeed and I set up our job fairs and that's mm-hmm. about as extensive as I get. I mm-hmm. try to talk to younger people that aren't jaded by society before we you
good
know,
luck
yeah it's impossible mm-hmm. nobody wants to work.
We were having this conversation the other day about how you know with social media and stuff like when we were young and dumb and took pictures of shit
I definitely wouldn't
well
be
I know
Jesus Christ. You
no,
mean there's
like,
proof?
Like, think about it. Like, we would do something stupid. We'd take a picture. There was, like, time in between. Like, nothing was instant. Like, we right. had to actually, like, get in a car and drive that shit
yeah.
somewhere.
Get it developed.
Have
yeah.
it developed. And then, like, you pick it up 2 days later. Yeah. And the person behind the fucking counter at Walmart's, like, looking at you with judgment in their eyes.
Yeah.
It's like, it's just crazy.
Didn't
everything's
Devin
so instantaneous.
I was going to say, Devin worked at Ritz at Berkshire.
I can't
at
even imagine the shit.
Years.
She
and she's has some good stories.
I remember there were a few times where I went and they actually handed me the film back and said, "We won't develop this."
Wow. Oh my god!
Yeah.
Still have those roles?
No. No.
For science.
But like everything's so instantaneous now, it's crazy.
Devin worked at Ritz at Boscov's for I think 10 years,
Jesus.
And they only worked. Well, they only had the develop. I'm sorry, she worked at Boscov's for 10 years. Ritz was out of there 5 years into it, and they had. She used to do the developing there, and she used to not really tell me anything about it, but there was definitely some fucking
that's
weird shit.
I
like,
can't even imagine
weird pervy fucking
yeah.
dudes coming in there. Like, ugh,
that would make the time pass at work so much better.
I guess
if I could just sit there and look at like
what did Bill call
creeped out photos?
Yeah,
what did Bill call him? Guys with cameras, GWCs.
Oh, isn't he one of them?
Bill, the photographer.
Oh yeah, yeah. Here? I'm thinking of the other guy.
How much editing do you guys have to do?
Up until today, none.
No, up until Jimmy passed out and I had to put an orb on his face. Very.
How
little.
Long did it take you? How to?
Like 4 seconds
to orb me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I figured it out pretty quick.
Okay, good. So just
yeah, I think
out.
I actually can figure out how to use the green screen. I've been watching some YouTube videos on how to do it. So that's what I wanted to do. I want to put... So because the problem here, like with this camera, we're all looking at Jimmy, you know, talking.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to put him at this end.
I draw the eye.
But still have the camera looking this way and then have this camera on Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can put... This
then
image.
You can put like sponsors on the back of your head.
Why can't I get like a
no,
head?
I can put.
How about I get a head cam?
I could put the image then of Jimmy right back here where he's sitting, but he's actually at that end.
Camera magic.
What? You want to.
Because you know how this camera
I don't
is
care.
On
surprise
the
me. It doesn't matter.
I'll just need you to hang the green screen.
No problem, man. I'm on it.
By next
I'll help
week.
You out with next week like I did with the cords.
Yeah. I
the green screen was up, and then you made me take it down. And now you want
well,
me to put it
like
back?
Half-assed put it up.
Have you ever met me before?
Kind of like you half-assed took all the cords out of the boxes and just threw them on the table so that I would hook them up.
I didn't half-ass take them out of the boxes. I totally took them out of the boxes.
So you might. So that you're saying I might get a text if I could come early and help you set the thing up.
You had 4 6-foot cords that you needed help setting up. I'm glad I was here to help you out.
I appreciate it, man.
All right. Well, I'm going to hit record. Anything else exciting from anybody?
Well, speaking of Yelp, just you know how Fridays we go for pizza?
Yes.
Every Friday night, I get with the family goes out for, we go to different places for pizza. It's pizza night. We went to, how do you say it? Paolo's?
Paolo's.
Now, let me tell you, the food was good. Yep. It was one of the best pizzas I've had in a while. The service, not so much.
Really? How long did you wait this time, Ryan?
It wasn't as much as the waiting. We got down. Our server just was unpleasant from the beginning. And then.
Guy or girl?
It was a female.
Younger, older?
Middle aged. Like,
are you trying to identify her?
Okay. Maybe our age ish. You know? Not like young, like, you know, there's a bunch of, you could tell, like, kids working there. Yeah.
Do you know somebody that works there?
Yeah. There's a bunch of good bartenders that work there. I'm surprised to hear that you had bad service there.
Well, yeah. And then I understand when you get a salad bar thing, you don't, if it's a one trip, you don't keep going up or anything like that, which was not the case.
No, wait. What do you mean it was a one trip salad bar?
If you get a meal, you get one trip up to the salad bar.
It says that? It says that
on
somewhere?
The meal.
One trip.
I've never heard
of
that.
Yeah, I thought salad bar is like, it was just a known thing.
Well, you have
why
the option.
Just give me a salad.
Right.
Because it's I guess it's a build your own salad. Like you can put whatever shit on you want.
Then I'll tell you what I want on it.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna get up one time. Well, I'm gonna get up two times.
Well, this is because you can't fit everything you want on the salad bar.
That's
on
not,
one
it's
plate.
Like those plates. It's like giving me a soda machine and telling me I have no free refills.
Okay,
it doesn't make sense.
Right. Well, this is the way that this is set up. Okay, when you purchase an entree, you get.
Do you not ask questions when you walk into a restaurant?
It's printed on the menu.
It's there. They tell you. Okay, you bought this entree. You get one trip up to the salad. You get a soup and salad. Because there's an option.
Do you have your salad bar token?
Because there is an option where you can buy the salad bar where it's unlimited.
Unlimited.
Right.
Okay.
Without a meal.
Without a meal, you can purchase the salad bar, and then you can go there as many times as you want.
If you get a meal,
but if
you're
get
only
a meal,
to do the salad
you get one trip,
I
get a soup and salad.
That's bullshit.
Can you add the
all you can eat salad
to your meal? Then also, is there like an upcharge?
I don't know because I didn't get this. It was somebody else who bought this. I didn't. I just got pizza and
they're open.
Boneless wing.
We could get over there.
Anyway,
should we just
though.
Call?
So, Deja's,
we have questions.
Deja's 8 years old.
Deja.
Yeah. Right. So they she goes up. She gets salad. She gets puts a bunch of plate on, you know, salad on one plate. She gets a bowl of soup. She comes back. She puts a little bit of her salad on a plate and gives it to Deja. Right.
That's a no-no.
Did they say something?
Why is that a no-no though?
Wait,
sharing.
Because by the rules, she paid for that salad. She went up one time. She took it off of her own plate and shared it.
Did you get called on this?
She did. Well, she came over and
the waitress,
right? She came over and asked questions. And okay, you know, we explained we didn't go up there multiple times. She just gave her a little bit of her salad, and we all tried her soup. Now, the bowl was not sitting in front of the person who ordered. The bowl was sitting over here.
You're all going to have to pay for that soup.
Yeah. It's not $1.99.
This is
for
fucking
y'all.
Ponderosa.
It's $1.99. Oh, my gosh.
This
Ponderosa.
Isn't Ponderosa.
Well, listen. Okay. Well, look.
I loved their mac and cheese.
I don't see
they have
what
the best
problem
mac and cheese.
Is because the thing is like, if I pay for this, if I go up and I pay for this, I get it. I'm eating it, and you want to try it.
Yeah.
Here, you can try it. What's the problem with that? I paid for that.
If it's not endless.
It's not endless.
I think it might be.
Well, okay, so then if it's endless, there's really no big deal.
No, which, see, there is. That is the big deal.
Well, okay, then it is a big deal because then I can keep feeding everybody else. I get it, but that's not the case here. Everybody ordered their own food, you know what I mean?
Except for your 8-year-old.
And what did she
say? We ordered a personal pizza for her.
Sounds like she's the problem.
What did she say? What did the waitress say?
She started carrying her own weight.
Well, she came over and she implied that we went. She said, I don't know how many, you know, she said, it looks like, you know, you are going up and sharing all this food. And we said, listen, if there's an issue, we'll pay for another salad. You know what I mean? But we're just telling you.
The waitress came over to your table and actually said something?
Yeah, that takes some balls.
And then, as we were saying, listen, you know, it's not like we went up multiple times, you know. And then she continued to say, oh, well, who ordered the salad bar? Because it looks like you're eating the soup. You know, it's the bowl's not in front of you. It's in front of her.
Wow, they got that shit on lockdown.
Yeah, and it's like, well, wait a minute. You know, like, she got the soup, but there's no room on the table. So we moved the bowl over. The person that was sitting place in front full? Of, there were people there, yeah, but, I mean, it wasn't every table.
This would be a perfect opportunity for you to tell the waitress, just tell me what I owe you and leave us the fuck alone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, she continued, like, you know, we were saying, look, listen, whatever, you know, and she's accusing
How
us.
How do you get
and
yourself
just,
into these situations?
It wasn't even me. I don't know. I just happened to be there.
Where were you that you waited 3 hours?
I don't remember where we waited. So
Where was it? I don't know. You waited somewhere Applebee's? For 3 hours. Yeah, I think it was Applebee's.
Applebee's, we waited a real long time. Yeah. We were sitting there, and we were talking, and realized, where is our food? Yeah. I believe they comped our meals that night.
You couldn't keep me in the emergency room for 3 hours.
I don't wait more than, like,
fighting everybody.
If no one comes over to my table within, like 4 minutes to give me a drink or say hello, I am fucking out of there. I'd rather drive
so many times.
30 yeah. minutes to another place.
We were somewhere not too long ago with Carter, and it's a huge pain. You know this.
Yes.
It is a huge pain in the ass getting your kid in and out of the vehicle.
Yes.
You don't want to do it if you don't have to do it. But if nobody comes over to me and says anything to me in 5 or 6 minutes,
yeah,
or offers me, I'm standing there without a fucking. We went into the it used to be Tommy's.
Sofrito.
Foams.
Sofrito.
Sofrito's. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
You're thinking of Buster's.
Yeah.
We went into the Sofrito's a while ago. Carter was still in a high chair, and we went in there. She was holding him. Nobody ever came over. Oh, we'll be with you in a minute. There's nobody else in the fucking restaurant. It's 4:30 in the afternoon. There's nobody else here. We're holding him. She comes over. Can I get you guys something to drink? We're standing there holding our fucking kid.
You didn't even get
How
seated
How about
yet?
Seats? How about a fucking... Do you have a high chair? No, I think it's over in the other location.
Oh, my God.
What?
You have one fucking high chair, and it's in Mountain. All right.
Well, I won't be gone.
We'll
there.
See you later, but we won't because I'll never go back there.
Is that why I can't invite to be on the podcast?
Yeah. I saw Tommy from Tommy's, like the original. I saw Tommy and told him about it, and he's like, "Yeah, it's fucking terrible to hear that," but he's not the only person he's heard it from. So, whatever. I'm not going to stand there and hold my kid for 15 minutes while you get your dishes cleaned up.
I just
up
can't
from
believe the
night.
Balls of that waitress to come up and
That's
actually say
crazy.
Something. I mean,
yeah.
When I waitress, like, what the fuck do I care?
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, they're not paying for it. It's
exactly.
not like it's their salad.
Bowl of fucking
as a server,
soup, you're gonna throw half of it away
anyway.
Yeah. And you would think as a server, okay, so maybe if you did have to tell somebody about a salad bar, but at least you would
kiss
come
your
and
fucking tip away.
And
you
yeah,
talk
exactly.
Like
at
that.
Least for a server, you're working for your tips.
Yes.
You come over and say, hey, you know, just to let you know,
yeah.
they don't want you to do that. So, you know, if you did, don't, you know, but
yeah.
I'm not going to say anything.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That would get the waitress.
Here's the funny part about being a waitress. If nobody's going to say anything, and you're not going to say anything, nobody's ever going to fucking know.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It's not like
nobody,
the fucking...
Because she...
The inspector manager's coming around to make sure you're eating the right soup. Is that your soup?
Well, and that's...
Is that your soup, Coopin'?
And that's the thing. So she's arguing, you know, the waitress is like arguing back and forth with them, and she proceeds to say about, oh, well, you know, my manager will get on us. It got to a point where I'm trying to eat my food. Like I kind of figured this conversation would be like a hey, don't do this and done and be over with. But it's still going on. So I finally said, "Well, did your manager say something to you?" And she's like, "No, but if," and then that she said, well, why don't you go get your manager then? So then the manager came over and we talked to her and stuff.
And then what happened? Wait, and then what happened?
The manager apologized. You know, okay. Obviously, you know, I was a manager. I get it. So she came over. The manager was nothing but nice, apologized, you know, said she'll talk to the server, comped her meal. We had separate checks, you know. So, I mean, the manager made it fine.
Did you have to continue the rest? This was early in the meal. So you had to continue this the rest of the meal with this waitress?
No.
Okay, because that would be awkward.
Yeah, no. The manager actually said, I'll take care of you. And we told her, said, you know what? We just really want to leave now.
Yeah.
You know, we just want to, can we box up our stuff, pay our bill? We're going to leave. You know.
Whoa.
So you took your food then to go?
Yeah, we took our food and left.
You paid
for it. I would have walked past the fucking salad bar and been like... My to-go boxes. Like, I'm out, bitch.
Did you ever have any of the pizza from down the road there? I forget what. Do you know what the place is called?
Where are we?
Near Paolo's. Paolo's.
Paolo's. There's pizza down the road.
Oh, yeah, isn't there the that?
Oh, they're pretty good.
Soppy's brother.
It's, yeah, and he's related to Morgani somehow, too.
Yeah.
Is that like Carl's or something? Or
yeah, I feel like it's somebody's name.
I don't think it's either of those.
Carlos? Things. Carlos's?
Definitely not Carlos's.
No. No. Carlos can't make good pizza.
most Carlos's I know make the pizza around here. every Italian restaurant around here has got a good Mexican cook cooking. Shit. No, I forget the name of it.
They're pretty good.
The sandwiches are good. A small place right there on Penn Ave, right?
Yeah.
I know we're
talking like a statue of
Lancaster Ave. Yeah, Lancaster Ave. I'm sorry.
Yeah, right there. Out front.
Yeah.
Next to the it's like next to
between
the
gas station and the porn shop.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good place for a pizza.
At? Is that the same porn shop?
Died there?
Well, he got shot there.
Really?
Gary.
Oh, no.
Different porn shop?
Yeah. Way down.
Which way?
Towards Lancaster.
Towards Lancaster.
Yeah, it's not there anymore. They wiped it all out
when they built the highway,
widened the road. It was it was like on the side of the road.
We're talking Excitement video, right?
Where the pizza shop is, yes. Right. But the one where Gary Miller got shot is no longer there anymore.
I don't know where that is. I've been thinking it was
the whole time.
The whole time.
Yeah, now
I've been doing stakeouts there. I got the metal detector over there.
Yeah. Much further down.
Got a UV light.
The crime scene isn't there anymore.
The crime scene has to still be there.
It's not. They widened the road and the crime scene was the parking lot of the porn shop.
So that's the crime scene. It's just contaminated now.
It's been paved over, but it's still there.
I mean, technically, the spot still exists.
I say, yes, right. Right. I say we open her up.
We get some equipment, dig it up, see what we can find.
Shut down the highway.
Just one lane. I drive out every day.
We're
going
to have to go around.
Get your little metal detector out.
It's right over there behind the chair.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you paid like a nickel for 40, it on Craigslist.
$40. No, I bought it at Harbor Freight.
Oh, my God.
So you know it's good.
You bought that brand new. Yeah.
I probably have like 20 flashlights from Harbor Freight from
box.
All the free
yeah,
coupons.
They probably work as well as that, or probably better than that metal
Did
detector.
You ever find anything? Have you used it since you purchased it?
That metal detector doesn't
work. Oh, that's a shame.
I found that it goes through batteries fairly quickly. I didn't lose anything, so no, I haven't found anything either. My wife was on a trip about it, so I got
because
it.
Because of Oak Island.
Yeah, we were watching Oak Island.
Oh my gosh, that show. Like, they never
Sucks
find
so
anything.
Bad.
They found a sword.
They're so close, though.
Yeah, of course they are.
This is the year, for sure.
Oh my gosh.
They've only been doing it for 15 years.
I scrolled ahead to the last episode, and you guys are going to really.
Do you guys ever watch Ancient Aliens?
I used to.
Once in a while. It's funnier watching Action Bronson do dabs. And
Action
then
Bronson watches.
Yeah, watches Ancient Aliens. Have you ever seen that?
No.
It's him doing smoking as much weed as one person can possibly consume.
I enjoy
in front
him
of a huge green screen with his buddies. And then on the green screen, they're playing Ancient Aliens.
I need to watch that today.
Yeah, it's quality
that's
entertainment.
That's happening.
Yeah.
I love him.
It's really good. So yeah, maybe that's what I'll do today, too. I'm going to watch Groundhog Day. celebrate the best.
Oh yeah, he saw. What did they say? He saw it's going to be spring or. But he's only right like 40% of the time. So basically, whatever he says, it's opposites. No, but he's like the groundhog.
But did you see he's a groundhog.
Did you see all the other places?
We have a pagoda.
Staten Island.
Yes, and they all have like different.
Halston
things.
Howell.
Somebody. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
One of them is like Halston Howell.
Reach into this log and grab this rodent.
Staten Island Steve.
Well, in their defense.
The bum that pops his head up out of the sewer grate.
There is one on Staten Island, but I'm not sure if his name is really Steve.
It should be.
Yeah.
Well, in the groundhog's defense, it is reporting the weather, so it doesn't necessarily have to be right.
True.
There's a group of people that determine the night before whether he's
going
to
be. Oh, you think it's a conspiracy?
I read it today, yeah.
On what? Fox News?
No, my Google News.
Oh, okay. That's better.
There were a lot of users that liked that
completely
one.
Different.
That's got to be real.
Completely different sources than any other news. Google News.
It's Putin. The groundhog says it's early spring.
Groundhog salt shadow. Sun's not even out. How'd that happen?
It's snowing, actually.
Yeah. It was.
It is right now.
Is it?
So says my wife.
Good.
Mm.
So,
anything else for us?
No, man. I'm good.
How about you, John?
I'm good.
Nothing exciting? Good. Did you enjoy your stay here today?
I loved seeing you guys. No, it's been so long.
Thrilled that you came today.
It brings back so many memories, some of which are disgusting. But
don't ever repeat them. When the
when
the reporters show up, just don't tell them anything.
I know. I who?
I still want to know more about the push-ups.
I will never, that I remember, and I will talk about that after this.
It's been emotional.
I know.
Goodbye.